gospel reading today, we hear about this man who tears down his barns and builds bigger ones so that he has more storage space. Sounds like an American. We just don't tear everything down, we just rent storage space and we build more storage space. I mean, you drive around town, they've got these things popping up all over the place. And the only reason they're popping up all over the place is because they're full. We need more of them, I guess. So that means most of us already have an attic, a basement, a garage. Many of us have sheds out in the backyard. And then we need to have storage space. Some people are renting those pod things. And then they're also renting these storage lockers wherever they are. Because we don't have enough room for all of our junk. How much do we need? And obviously, if we've got it stuffed away somewhere, we're not using it. And so you can ask yourself, when's the last time that I used these things? And how important are these things really to have? Is it really worth the amount of money that we need to store them? And then we look at it from another perspective, and that's the last sentence in the gospel. Thus will it be for one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God. What is it that matters to God? Faith? Hope? Charity? We hear about Abraham and how his belief in God was credited to him as righteousness. He believed in the promises that God made. And St. Paul says, that wasn't just written for him, it's for us too. If we believe God, that will be credited to us. So first we could ask, if we're storing up huge amounts of stuff, are we really trusting God? Do we really believe him? But then let's go a little further. For Abraham, it was the promise that God had made to him, that he would give him offspring, that he would give him this land. Abraham spent his entire life having no offspring and not having the land. And he believed. So first he believed when he was in the land of Ur and just set out, not even having a clue where he was going. God, just go. I'll let you know where you're going. Now, naturally, one would assume, okay, he's going to lead me from point A to point B. I'll settle down in the promised land, and that's good enough. No, he just passed through the promised land, wound up in Egypt, comes back up to the promised land. He was in and out and up and down, but he still believed. And then it wasn't until he was 100 years old before God provided the child that he had promised. And so we look at that for ourselves and recognize that God has made promises to us. And they're not going to be fulfilled in our time, but in God's time. And do we believe? Do we trust? Do we have confidence? And if we have that faith and it's going to be credited to us as righteousness, then it's not just simply believing what God said, but therefore acting upon that faith. Because we know how our Lord told us that we're to live, how we're to act. So yes, we believe in what it is he said, and we are to act with that charity that is required of us. That's the righteousness that will be ours. So we look at these kinds of things and just ask ourselves, do I really believe? I mean, really? Not just sort of, you know, haphazardly or, you know, just, but in my heart, do I really believe what God has promised? Because because when Abraham believed, he had to act on it. It wasn't enough to say, oh, that's nice. Sure, yeah, okay. Yeah, I believe somewhere along the line you're going to give me some land and a son. That's nice, cute, fun, exciting. No. He had to pack up all of his belongings, and he had to leave. And he had to live in such a way as believing in God and what he promised. And you look at all the things that happened in Abraham's life, and the test that God put him through, was he going to continue to believe? And that's what he's going to do with us. As the world continues to go to the wrong direction, as the church continues to go in the wrong direction, are we going to continue to have faith? Are we going to continue to believe in God? When our lives are in total chaos, are we going to continue to believe? Again, notice what God does with Abraham, as he will with us. He's going to purify that virtue. Yes, it was credited to him as righteousness. And then God was going to say, okay, you're righteous to this degree. Now we want more. We want you, as the Lord said, to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. That means it's going to be tested over and over and over again on a deeper and deeper and deeper level. That's the way that it works in the spiritual life. And so that's why we really need to look seriously into our hearts and ask ourselves if we really believe, if we really have that faith. Because we might have it on the surface, but it might not go very deep. God wants this deep because it's how we have to live. So continue to pray, continue to trust, continue to try to cooperate with him, and really look at your life. Take stock of what's going on. Are you rich in what's important to God? Or are you rich in the things of the world because we don't really trust God? How are we living our lives? Are we focused on God? Are we focused on self? Are we focused on material goods? Are we focused on loving God and neighbor? Those are the kinds of things that we can look at, because we can rationalize our way around just about anything. We can convince ourselves that, oh boy, my faith is rock solid. And then we look a little bit deeper and say, yeah, right, okay. So God wants it rock solid. He wants it unmovable. He wants it built firmly on the Lord Jesus and on the promises that he has made, with the absolute confidence that they will be fulfilled in you personally. And if that's the case, then it's time to adjust our lives and to live according to the faith that we profess. If we do, the Lord will credit that to us as righteousness.